I'm doing something special. Gonna help you find your niche, bitch. Sorry, I didn't mean to call you a bitch, but it just rhymes. So, hey. So this isn't technically a podcast episode. It's kind of an advertisement. Oh, don't click away. Please, please, please. Okay, so if you guys have been enjoying this content, you've been enjoying the second season, which has just been full of fucking just like knowledge bombs, like boom, this is how you grow on Instagram. Boom, this is how you get clients. Boom, boom, this is how you price yourself, even on top of the subjects that we're already talking about. But Women of Illustration needs more money. We're kind of broke, you guys. And I thought one way that we could be not broke is if you guys gave us money. What a concept. So this is my idea. So right now you guys can get featured on our 100,000. I think it's actually technically 101. That's what's up. Instagram community by joining our Patreon. By giving us $50 a month, you get featured every single month that you're subscribed. You want to try it for 1 month? Cool. You actually get to sign up. I'll promote you. And then you don't even pay it till the end of the month. All right. That's how much I believe in our platform. And on average, people who get posted, if the content's good, which I hope it is, ladies, you guys can get anywhere from 50 to 300 followers. And you've heard it from previous episodes that people who have been posted have actually gotten jobs out of it. Lots of cool stuff. And as much as I wish I could, you know, post every single person who uses the hashtag and every female artist on the planet, that's going to take us quite a while because there's a lot of you out there. So it really would help us support the community, and because I want to be doing some really fun things that I can't talk about yet to help female artists even more. So you could do that, but wait, there's more. So another initiative that we're doing is how to find your illustration niche. We're going to do an exclusive podcast episode that you guys can only listen to on Patreon. This is essentially going to be like an audio class, if you will. And this is the number one question that I get from all of my coaching calls. Dina, how do I find my niche? Dina, how do I grow on Instagram? Dina, how do I sell more products? Dina, please, please. And it really all comes down to the same stuff. What about your work gives me a reason to follow you? I know, what a concept. But seriously, think about it. I think we can get in, what I keep saying on the podcast is we're in a fucking echo chamber. Whether you're a lettering artist, or you do pencil drawings, or you're a watercolor, maybe like you just like fucking drawing flowers and people and babes, I don't know. But you probably follow a hell of a lot of other artists that are probably doing that exact same thing. Now, when that happens, you're going to copy them. You might not even know you're doing it, or maybe you do, and you feel like a kind of like a fraud because of it. I don't want you to have to experience this, because why are you doing something that's just helping you blend in when you really should be standing out? And what we have to keep remembering is we need to be attracting everyday people, not other artists. Artists are hard to impress. I mean, I know you. I know every time you look at a billboard, a fucking menu, or you go to an art gallery, you think to yourself, I could have done better. I know that you do, because I do that shit all the time. But instead of just trying to do something, you know, one up the competition, why don't you just create your own other fucking level so people are going to take even longer to catch up to you? What I mean by this is finding your subject matter, finding your niche. Now, this is something I talk about probably in every episode, how important it is to be speaking from your own experiences, because if you're creating content that's relatable, it's going to be relatable to other people too. That's how this works. And it doesn't have to be this like crazy 20-hour sketch. It's really all about the meaning, which I feel like takes all of the fucking pressure off. All that nitpicking that you're doing, picking out the perfect color, the perfect fucking Photoshop brush, redoing that same line like 30 fucking times in Procreate, scanning and redrawing and scanning and redrawing if you're old school, using an old-fashioned pencil and paper. That shit is time consuming. And with the world of social media, it doesn't have time for that shit. It's way better to post something every single day that, you know, might not be your best work than to spend all week making one thing that only less than 10% of your audience even saw in the first place. Because that's the average percentage of people that are following you right now. So if you only have like 100, 500, 1,000 followers, if you have 1,000 followers right now, maybe 100 people saw it. And you deserve so much more than that. So I want to give you some advice, some personal advice, not just like bullshit that I've taken from Google, but things that I've personally experienced, things that I took the time, I spent the money in advertising, okay? I went ahead and pulled my hair out every time I didn't get enough likes, all the things, and I made all the mistakes, so you literally don't have to. So
for today is June 24th. So until July 24th, we're having a special offer on Patreon, where not only when you become a $50 pledge, you get featured on our Instagram, but you also get access to this class for free. Does that sound cool? Does that sound like a way that you'd love to support me so I can pay some of these really cool bills that I'm like excited to pay? Who says they're excited to pay bills? I'm excited to pay bills because those bills are going to help me pay more artists. And that's the whole point of this platform, is to build up your confidence, ladies, to get you featured on more fucking podcasts like this, on more Instagram pages, to get featured, get some fucking PR around your work, and more importantly, get paid. Whether you want to sell products or you're working on client work right now, or maybe you're just a fine fucking artist and you just really think it's your time to shine. I'm going to give you all these tips, and technically they're all free. So if you do decide to sign up for our Patreon, this is some of the stuff you're going to learn. You're going to figure out how I doubled my following, Letter Shop, in the last year. It all started with a huge bump of just 10,000 followers over the course of 3 months, all because I found my voice and my niche. How to actually find the subjects that will attract people to your artwork. Because I know you guys may be like, oh, maybe I'll talk about this, maybe I'll talk about that. And you keep switching it up and nothing's working. I will help you figure out that subject. And then how to attract your dream clients on social media to hire you. And I'm going to give you way better advice than like make a passion project. We're going to get really fucking nitpicky. I'm going to help you increase sales of your products through Instagram. And keep in mind, I sell cannabis work. So I don't get the shoppable links because Facebook won't approve my stuff. It just doesn't work. It just hates me. And I've tried so many times that it's blocked me from that functionality. Yay me. And also, I have an insane amount of engagement for my platform for Lettershop, even though I've had shit deleted. And I don't know if you guys know this, when a post gets removed because someone flagged it for pornography, because it showed a nipple, or, you know, I used the wrong hashtag that was banned because it was about weed, that hurts your account for anywhere from 2 weeks to 4 weeks, like by a lot. It's staggering. And I was still able to overcome those hurdles because my content is just that fucking good. I want to help you post more consistently, like every fucking day, for example, with only making one new art piece a week. Doesn't that sound a little bit more doable? And how to kind of dive into those analytics. I know you're looking at them, especially if you've upgraded to a business account on Instagram, and maybe you don't know how that works or like what they mean. I'm going to just show you the things that are important. I'm not going to walk you through every little button, but just the things that actually count, like links and bio. Out of all the statistics you should be looking at, followers, fucking likes, all these bullshit things, all that really matters is money in the bank, and you don't get money on Instagram, but you can get money from your website. And then last is how to get more engagement in the first place so people see your work. And I'm not going to tell you like stupid shit like, oh, did you know hashtags are important? Of course they are. But like, what kind of hashtags? How popular do those hashtags need to be? What kind of themes do those hashtags need to use? And by the way, if you're using hashtag art or illustration, you are fucking this shit up already. So this is something that I've been thinking about making for literal months. And I talk about it literally every day to one of my coaching students because that's always one of the most prevalent questions that they have. And building a following is so much more than validation. I think of it from a very analytical business standpoint. And if you've heard me talk before, which I'm hoping that you have, you know that I'm a marketing first kind of person. I look at shit in terms of data, and I try to kind of emotionally remove myself when it comes to talking about my work because I kind of have to. I put all the feeling and the guts and the tears when I'm making it. But after that shit's done, I have to put on that marketing hat. And a lot of people don't know how to do that. So that's what I want to help you with. I'm going to help you accessorize with this marketing hat. Are you ready? So guys, do me a solid and do all the women that I want to help this year a solid by giving us $50 on Patreon right now. The link is patreon.com/womenofillustration. Just one word. I would really, really appreciate your pledge. And also, keep in mind, we can't have all of our posts be sponsored posts, Moment of Illustration, so we only have 25 spots available. So you may want to act quickly. I know that sounds like very marketing-y. I wonder why. Thank you guys for listening. Every episode from here on out is going to be an interview full of actually tangible advice. So I appreciate you me just like letting me pretty much like talk about an advertisement to you. That was very cool of you to listen to this whole thing. All right, guys, thank you so much. And I'll see you during the next episode. And hopefully on Patreon too. Okay, bye.